there, Power Achievers. To be bodacious, you must have the best information. And you can get strategies, ideas, and information to help you do life with power from your favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and the super smart guests that hang out with us sometimes on Designing Your Life Today. Hey, if you need even more information, remember to check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and social media. You guys, this is your year to be bodacious. Well, let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, on Designing Your Life Today, and this is Tone It Up Tuesday. Now, I know yesterday we didn't have a show because two reasons. Number one, yesterday was Martin Luther King's celebration, his birthday, and also I took a break to continue to work on bringing you information that will help you bring out your most bold, bodacious, awesomest, baddest self. And you will see a lot of changes on our website. We have really been making some great changes. And of course, I have to write these things, so this information, and see, you know, how I want this to flow so that you can find what you need to find a lot easier. So I think you're going to like our website. I also think you're going to like being able to click that button on the homepage and check out my new book, Start Winning: How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. Listen, this is your year to be bodacious. I know we have a lot of craziness that's going on out there in our country, but you know what? You know what calms crazy down? Being uncrazy. Is that a word? Well, I just made it one. But just not doing those things that are counterproductive to success. And sometimes we do things that are counterproductive to our own success. Now, Tone It Up Tuesday is such a great day to talk about doing things that are counterproductive to your success. Why? Because people seem to have a difficult time becoming physically fit, staying in shape. And a lot of it has to do with kind of what we say to ourselves. And I'm here to tell you that for me, I don't want to say it's hit and miss, but I have to keep going back to that drawing board. I have to keep working out. And right now, I have not been in going to the gym. And I will tell you guys that story on another day, because that's a pretty interesting story, and I want to make sure I turn it into something, a learning opportunity. So stay tuned for that. However, don't, you know, get it twisted here, you guys. I still work out. You know, I get out and about, go around my neighborhood, and I exercise at home, and I will be going back to the gym, a fitness center, soon. So with that being said, as I said, my lips are sealed until that situation, until it has been resolved in a certain way. And you guys are going to hear about it. So stay tuned for that. I think it's kind of interesting. Anyway, our topic for today is talk yourself into success. Yeah. In this day and time, because so much is going on, and there's so much negativity that's being thrown at us, and there's so much lack of trust, so much suppositions, and people are guessing about someone else's moral character, and in some cases, they're not off the mark. In some cases, they are off the mark. Either way, to even get engaged in that, it is really counterproductive to achieving on the highest level and to achieving your success. Now, today's show is going to be very short, but I think you'll get the picture today when I talk about some of the things that you want to consider when you are talking yourself into becoming a success. In other words, on this Tone It Up Tuesday, when you go to the fitness center or when you work out at home or whatever exercise you're doing, what are you talking yourself into? Are you talking yourself into, oh my goodness, I can't wait for this to be over? You know, I have to confess, there were times when I would work out and I would say to myself, what time is it? Oh man, it's only been 10 minutes. Oh, I have to do this for like a half an hour? Really? 45 minutes? Really? Are we there yet? You know, it's like the kids. Are we there yet? Are we there? But then we don't get there, right? Until it takes, seem like it takes forever. But on the other hand, you know, when I talk myself into being a success, when I talk myself into being excited about life, when I talk myself into winning, when I talk myself into stepping up and exercising and saying, wow, this is going to be so awesome. And I can't wait to get out here and exercise because it makes my body feel so good. And yes, I feel good when I sweat. So I give myself reasons to exercise. And of course, as a female, especially as an African American female, sometimes we're concerned about our hair. I am so over that. In other words, I made a decision. And the question I asked myself at one point, so what would you rather have, really nice hair and an unfit body, or really sweaty hair and a fit body? I'll take the fit body all day long, you know, so I'm not so worried about, you know, sweating out my hairdo. So I'm not so worried about that. I put a scrunchie on it and I am, you know, gone. Or put some curls in it later, take my time, or whatever the case is. But the point is, because I'm talking myself into winning, talking myself into achieving, talking myself into success, then I come up with ways to make something happen as opposed to ways to not make it happen. And that's something that you want to consider this year as you go on that amazing journey of kind of showing your boldest, baddest, sharpest, most amazing, most powerful self. You know, I'm coming up with all these great adjectives. I like them, right? See, here's the thing about talking yourself into success. Sometimes we don't achieve because of the people that we surround ourselves with. And we get to hear their negativity. And we get to hear their complaining. And we get to hear their whining. We even get to hear their fears. And as a result, we absorb some of that. So we stop talking ourselves into being successful. We stop going for whatever it is we wanted to go for. We lose our own vision because of someone else's feelings, someone else's thoughts, someone else's behaviors. So at some point, we've got to take over our own way of thinking and talk to ourselves and really bring out the best of who we are. The object of the game is not to absorb other people's anger or their fear or their discord that they want to sow. But the object of the game is for you to be that bold light, for you to shine so brightly because you're talking yourself into winning. And then no matter what they say, it is not a part of your life not to win. It is not a part of who you are to convince yourself that everything in life is such a difficult struggle. Who wants to go through that? If you see yourself struggling through, then how difficult is it for you to push through? Sometimes just merely thinking of a struggle or talking yourself into the fact that it is a struggle, that makes you so tired to the point where you quit and you give up. So be careful not to absorb other people's fear. And I've used this example before, but this can be an ongoing thing sometimes at the fitness centers. Sometimes there are people that want to talk to you. They're friendly. Or they're just looking for someone that they can complain to. And as a result, you get to hear them complain about how much they don't like working out and how tired they are. And you know what? That is discouraging for you. And so I'm going to say, don't absorb that. Be a bold light. And so one of the things that I say when people say that to me, because to be quite honest, I think it's a little bit rude for people to think that it's okay to bring their doom and gloom into my world. And so as a result, but I love people, so I'm not here to insult anybody, but I am here to be me. And I'm not here to be a team player on the team that doesn't talk about winning. So when someone says that to me, one of the things that I will say when they talk about how tired they are and how they hate working out, I say, you know what? I love working out. I can't wait until I get on this treadmill, on these elliptical machines, because I feel so good when it's over because I've gone through it and I got through it and I accomplished that goal. I love accomplishing goals. I mean, it just makes me feel like a more positive person. How about you? So, you see, when they want to be negative, I manage to squeeze the word positive. I manage to squeeze goal achieving. It's done. And all the reasons why it's important to talk yourself into winning. So, Don't absorb, and that keeps me from absorbing other people's their fears, their anxieties, their negativity. And the same thing, you can do the same thing. So in that respect, you become like this bold light, whether you intend it to or not. Because what happens is, strangely enough, they always shift their way of talking, and they shift their way of thinking. But here's the good news: the good news is some of them, when they see me, they're excited. Hi, how are you today? And because they know they're going to hear something positive. And then the ones that are just, you know, convinced that life is all about the negative side, they don't come near me. I call that a win-win. And so my point is that you want to, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what people you're surrounding yourself with, or you are surrounded by, because I know you're not intentionally surrounding yourself with people who are talking you out of success, you really want to be that bold light and continue to talk yourself into winning. One of the things that will help you stay the course with that is you want to create a vision of yourself, a vision that you can connect to, something that inspires you about you. When you see this idea or this picture of what you want your life to be like, or who you think you can become, and even if you don't think it, just simply who you want to be. Because here's the thing, when you can have that vision, you can feel that vision, and you can connect to that vision, one of the great things about that is that on some level, you're going to start reaching for it. So we want to do everything that we can to talk ourselves into success. This is how the bolder you come out. This is how you become that bodacious person or you release that bodaciousness that's inside you. This is how you're going to make 2017 the best year you've ever had so far, because you now are giving yourself permission to be successful by talking yourself into success. But you're also reinforcing that permission by having a vision, a great, positive, thriving, successful vision of yourself that you can connect to. You want to explore the things that would make you feel like a success. Pay attention to those things. What does it take for you to become a success? So when you start to look at that and you start to say, you know what? Hey, this is what it would take. Now then the next question becomes, do I have what it takes? And listen, if you say no, you might be telling the truth. Why? Because you may need to develop yourself in certain areas of your life. We are all a constant work in progress. We are all working to ascend to that next level, to go higher and higher and higher in our lives, to the point where we achieve a level of success that not only can we look back and smile and say, wow, you know, I'm super excited about my life now, but also we can look ahead and say, wow, you know what? This is the legacy that I've left for people that are to come after me, or people who will know me, or people who will see what I've done. So it's not just about the gloating of it. It's about knowing that you have made a most valuable contribution. So you really want to explore what would make you feel like a success. Here's another thing. You want to see, pay attention to where your resistance is coming from. Now, I'm not talking about people that are outside your life. I'm talking about resistance inside you. You want to pay attention and see where that resistance is coming from. What in your mind, what words are convincing you, or what self-talk is going on that's convincing you that you're not good enough, that you have to settle, that you have to be covetous, that you have to take something from someone else that you didn't earn because you don't think you can earn it yourself? What is it? Where is this resistance coming from? Who convinced you that you're not all that? Okay. And why are you reinforcing that in your own mind? With your own words. See, the object of the game is to see where that resistance is coming from, and then you want to talk yourself into the opposite of that. And that is where the success road is. And that's where you'll get take up the challenge and stay the course when it comes to achieving the goals that you set for this year. Now, finally, as we wrap up, because I said today's show is a very short show, and we're going to kind of get back on track here in a couple of days, you guys. I just want to get finish writing some things out for you, and I think you're going to like the things that I'm putting together for you. And so it's taking a lot of my time, and I'm excited to do that because it's all about the contribution. It's all about me doing life with power, and what makes me feel powerful is being able to share my gifts with you, my God-given 7 talents, and so I'm excited about that. But of course, time spent on one thing is time taken away from another thing. So today's show is short, and I think you've gotten something out of it though so far. And I think you understand the concept and the importance of talking yourself into being the successful person. But here's the thing about talking to yourself talking yourself into a success by using some of what I've suggested. You want to, in order to kind of reinforce your success journey, you want to be sure that I talked about surrounding yourself with people or the people that you're surrounded by. You want to pay attention to those people and what they're putting into your life, because this is how power, it grows. It grows when there is reciprocally nourishing interactions. So the person that you're interacting, they're bringing something to the table. And this doesn't have to always be money. It can be knowledge. It can be wisdom. It can be something, an inspirational word. And you're bringing something back to them. And yours could be something similar. But either way, you guys are feeding off one another to the point where you're allowing yourselves to grow. And you're bringing out your freeness. And you're sharpening each other to the point where you are now not only talking yourself into success, but you're able to kind of do it for each other. This is the beautiful part about that whole accountability partner idea that I talked about on last week's show, which, by the way, I did mention that if you don't have an accountability partner, there's no reason why you should be out there by yourself. You can register. It's absolutely free. You can go to Facebook and become a part of our private Facebook group. And I made the group private because these are your goals. These are things that you want to share. These are things that you want to talk about and you need answers to so that you can move forward. I made that group private so you can feel free doing that. Everybody in the group is going to be positive, and if they're not, you know what? They're going to be kicked out of the group. So you don't have to worry about someone talking you out of your own success. We're going to talk you into success. We're going to talk you into doing life with power. And we're going to talk you into you just really letting the boldness that is you shine through. Now, this last thing that I want to say to you is, in the process of talking to yourself and absorbing this great information from me and from other people who are going to say things that will inspire you to get a connection with you, then one of the things that you want to do is you want to take the time to listen to yourself. And I often talk about having quiet time on the show. I talk about meditation on this show. I talk about you taking the time to be still and listen to that still small voice that is within you. You know, God has put something in each and every one of us so that we can make that connection to ourselves, so that we can find ourselves, so that we can become stronger, smarter, better. Not just so we can be self-serving, but so that we can evolve into the person that we are supposed to evolve into, such that we can make the contributions we've been put here to make. But one of the keys to getting to that is for you to actually listen to your talk. First, listen to yourself talk. Secondly, listen to what self is saying back to you. What are you saying to yourself about you? And how do you feel about what's being said? Listen, if it's not telling you that you are all that you are amazing, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are super capable, if it's anything that's talking you down and telling you that you're conceited or that you are a show off, you know what, assuming that you're not, then you know what, you want to tune that out. Now, of course, conceited show offs and arrogant people, those are people who are really obnoxious, and well, let's just keep it real. Nobody really likes to be around them. Why? Because they're all about themselves. The truth of the matter is that you really want to make that connection with yourself so you can truly get to know you. When you get to know you, when you get to understand you, when you connect with you, you will be able to embrace yourself, and you will be so super excited about that wonderful person that is you. You will also get a chance to see how you can do life with power. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today, but we're going to be back on track here in a couple of days, and just a lot of great things that I'm putting together for you, and super excited about all of that. But in the meantime, so that you can stay connected with us or get connected, connected with us, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Also, if you're listening to this on iTunes, take a moment and give us a rating. The more ratings we get, the more our show will be found by other people. And so that's how the show gets recognized a lot more. This is the year for us to help people let their light shine, not be shy, not hold back. But we're also going to bring you some really good technical information that will help you if you're interested in thriving in your direct sales business or your small business. So we are dealing with all of it. We're dealing with the wealth, the health, you know, and the fruitful relationships. So we're covering our bases when it comes to that. And we're going to keep it real on this show as to what it takes for you to kind of get to that level of wholeness in your life. And so we want people to hang out with us. And of course, you can feel free to share. If there's something you want to learn about, you can always share it. You can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. And you can actually leave me a voicemail, which, by the way, if you leave a voicemail and we use your question, then guess what? I'm going to send you one of my free books. So let's start learning, you know, from each other. Connect with me. Let me know if there's a topic you want to hear about. And so we're going to bring some guests on this year, just as we did last year. And so it's just going to be so awesome, so exciting, so much fun. But in the meantime, I am going to say goodbye to you guys, and I'm going to get back to work. Hey, you guys, have an amazing day. Enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday, and do life with power. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life Today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life Today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you do life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get gold posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day, and you know what to do.